In recent weeks, Donald Trump has warned the upcoming election will be rigged if voter ID laws continue to be struck down. Here he is on Fox News.
I'm telling you, November 8th, we better be careful because that election is going to be rigged. And I hope the Republicans are watching closely or it's going to be taken away from us.
Joining us now to talk about this is Michael Kang. He's a professor at the Emory University School of Law. Welcome back, Michael.
Thanks very much for having me.
What do we have a sense of what Donald Trump means by rigged when he says it?
It's hard to tell what Donald Trump is talking about a lot of the time. I think in this case, he's saying that it's going to be there's going to be illegality and there's going to be election fraud on the side of the Democrats to help decide the election in Hillary Clinton's favor over him. It's hard to tell how serious he is about that claim.
Well, let's hear President Obama's reaction to Trump's claims. This is the president during a recent press conference.
Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean? The federal government doesn't run the election process. States and cities and communities all across the country, they're the ones who set up the voting systems and the voting booths. And if Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory that is being propagated across the country, including in places like Texas, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense. And I don't think anybody would take that seriously.
And yet, Michael, I hate to try to compare the silver screen to real life, but we're all kind of used to seeing shows like House of Cards or Scandal, in which voting one or the other of the party goes around stuffing ballot boxes or removing ballot boxes completely. Is there a way for an election to be rigged by one of the parties?
It's very hard for election fraud to swing an election from the outcome that otherwise would have happened. And I think our system has lots of problems. It doesn't seem that election fraud is one of the major ones, certainly nothing on the scale that Donald Trump suggests. It's exceedingly rare for election fraud to swing an election.
Especially a presidential election as opposed to like a local small election.
Right. The cases that we've seen election fraud that really are on large enough scale to swing an election have occurred at the local level, usually mayoral races.
Now, here's the kind of sticking point, Michael, because according to the Pew Research Center, less than half of Americans are confident that votes in this country are accurately counted. That's after the 2004 election. After 2012, that percentage actually fell to 31%. Only 31% after 2012, which was the last presidential election that we have, believed votes were accurately counted. Why does the American public have so little faith in its own elections?
Well, there's a couple different things. I think one is they're probably right to have a limited amount of confidence that the votes are accurately counted in a certain sense. That is, there's lots of mistakes in the election system, and that's a problem. It doesn't necessarily have to do very much with fraud. It has to do with the fact that we don't invest a great deal in our election system. And so a certain lack of confidence in the counting of votes kind of makes sense. It's not always connected with a belief that election fraud is changing elections. The fact that the votes aren't counted perfectly accurately in every instance may be warranted, but it doesn't necessarily mean that election outcomes are going to be changed. You need to change a lot of votes to change an election outcome, and it's hard to do through fraud.
Okay, so let me play you a few comments from people that our producers spoke to on the streets of Atlanta. They asked them if they thought elections here were rigged. Here's Stacey Torrey, 48 years old, lives in Midtown.
There's a certain percentage of my soul that thinks that it is, only because what isn't rigged in this country? I think Big Brother is watching. I think everything is connected to someone having their ability to call what the final outcome is, and our vote, unfortunately, in the long run, doesn't really matter.
Okay, so that's one. Let me play you one more before I get your response. This is Bob Harmon. He's a 72-year-old physician.
No, I don't. I think the parties have their rules. The states have their rules. We have federal election rules. I think it's about as good as it can be. I wish the turnout were higher, and I wish we had more electronic voting, although there are security issues around it.
And let's talk about that electronic voting that Bob mentioned there. Is electronic voting, because people are talking about bringing back a paper ballot, is electronic voting more secure or less secure than a paper?
Depends on who you ask. I think as an election law scholar, on the law side, tend to be a little bit more optimistic about electronic voting. But my friends from computer science are the ones that usually raise the warnings about the vulnerabilities in the system. We don't have a lot of reason to feel that there's been fraud through kind of hacking or other means taking advantage of any vulnerabilities in electronic voting. But a lot of experts on that side have pointed to potential problems that might arise in the future.
Okay, so for those of you out there listening, let's pose to you the same question we asked people here in Atlanta. Do you think rigged elections could happen in the U.S., especially on a national level? You can tweet us at OST Talk or join our conversation on Facebook. My guest is Emory Law Professor Michael Kang. So, Michael, we got this kind of scary announcement from the FBI saying they'd uncovered evidence that foreign hackers had actually penetrated two state election databases. And from the point of view of the law, let's say a hacker from outside the country did penetrate a state election database. What does that mean about the election outcome there?
Well, that would be new territory. It's hard to tell what a court could do really with that. I mean, I would imagine it would depend on how confident we are about the judgment that the election outcome had been affected in a negative way. And then the court would have to apply some remedy, either, I guess, if the problems were on large enough scale, maybe even redo the election or try to remedy it as best as you can without doing that.
Have we ever had to redo a national election?
No. I think for instance, a presidential election to be swung by something like election fraud would require a pretty large-scale effort and something that would be really difficult to pull off in today's age.
So here's another question which we've never encountered before. Because of some of the comments that Donald Trump has made, people have begun to ask what happens if one of the candidates loses and does not concede. And I wonder, that has never happened before. We've never had a presidential candidate for certain not conceded eventually. So is there systems in place should one of the candidates not concede?
Well, I guess it would depend on how that sort of plays out. I think it's a worrisome possibility, and Donald Trump's comments about elections being rigged, kind of his prediction and certainty about it in the future, raises exactly that specter. I'm not sure what we could do about that. I guess it would depend on why he's saying that and how believable his grounds are for denying the outcome of election. But I guess
we should
really
mention that at this point he has not released any evidence so far of a rigged election or tampering with any election systems or anything like that.
Exactly.
We just have the his belief that the election may be rigged. Sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, yeah, that's right. It's an entirely a prediction made with a certain amount of certainty. But I think there's really no whatever the legal response is, if that's sort of the question, I think it would really depend on what he's doing and what problems that raises.
Yeah. And there's a lot of different problems that could be raised. And I guess it comes down to whether or not it would end up yet again in the Supreme Court. Is there a chance that the courts could again weigh in on a presidential election?
Yeah. I mean, I think we've got an election system that increasingly is turning to the courts to make calls on all different kinds of things since Bush versus Gore. I think there was once a time when it was thought that turning to the courts was really not a respectable move. And we have lots of instances where losing candidates have decided that they didn't want to fight it out in the courts because they thought they'd be branded as a sore loser, for instance, Richard Nixon in 1960. But I think in today's world where there's fundraising specifically for recount fights, that's totally a predictable eventuality that we'll again see elections litigated all the way to the Supreme Court, at least in certain instances. And if there's credible allegations that there are problems in the vote counting in the fall, then certainly we could see that happen again, although I'm sure the Supreme Court would love to avoid that if at all possible.
Certainly, because it's still a topic of conversation since the last time that happened. Let's hear one more comment from someone our producer spoke to. This is John Gunter, a 50-year-old patient services coordinator with Kaiser Permanente.
I wouldn't say it's necessarily rigged, but I do think that the media definitely plays a role in how they portray the candidates and how they can twist stories and persuade people to vote.
Okay, so that's John calling out me and the rest of my colleagues in journalism. And I wonder, to what extent is that also rigging? Do we include media coverage as Americans or legally in our ideas of whether something is a free and fair election?
I think these comments are really interesting, and I think you're right to think that at least some of the sentiment is grounded in dissatisfaction with all different aspects of our system, including the media. I think a few of the comments that you aired before, there's a kind of unhappiness with the structural kind of inequality in American society, at least in their view, and the way that there are certain entrenched interests that seem to have a kind of advantageous position. And it's really a worry about the way our society works, and that spills over into a concern about how the election system works. I don't know if a lot of the sentiment is really grounded in personal kind of experience with not having your own vote counted or things like that. I think a lot of it reflects a kind of larger worldview about American society.
So in the 20 seconds we have left, Michael, are you concerned? How concerned are you, I guess I should ask, that we could see problems with the election results come November 9th?
Election fraud does happen on occasion. It's not to say that it doesn't exist, but I'm not very worried that it's going to swing the presidential election.
That is Michael Kang. He's professor at the Emory University School of Law. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you.